Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This discussion for this evening's topic of World Holy Name Day is part of a worldwide celebration to bring all the members of the Hare Krishna movement closer to the goal of chanting the holy name and reaching the eternal association of Krishna.
今天晚上针对圣明节的这节课，实际上是在全世界的这样的一个圣明节日，其目的就是为了让人们能够去唱诵 Hare Krishna， 去接近至高无上的目标。
The topic that I would like to discuss for this period of time, for this festival, is coming to the stage of offenseless chanting.
对这一次的圣明节，今天晚上讲的主题是到达无冒犯的、毫无冒犯的唱诵的阶段。
We know that the scriptures teach us all perfection of life can come just from chanting of the holy name. And we're all chanting the holy name. And we're finding within the scripture there's also another qualifier that says offenseless chanting of the holy name.
那么在经典当中我们也了解到了还有另一点，这是讲到了毫无冒犯的唱诵圣名。
We know that there are 10 offenses against chanting of the holy name, and one of them is most prominent because it's the key or foundation to overcoming all the others.
我们都知道唱诵圣名十戒，在这唱诵圣名十戒当中，其中有一个是最基本的，而这个最基本的是能够去克服所有其他的钥匙。That
one offense is inattentiveness, and inattentiveness is cured by attentiveness.
这个冒犯，其中最主要的、最首突出的一个冒犯就是，不专注的念诵，而不专注的念诵，通过专注就能够得以治愈、得以解决。
We have all had the experience of chanting distractedly.
我们大家都体验到分心，念诵的时候分心。
And we've all had the experience of trying to chant not distractedly but attentively. And we have found we can't do this on our own. We need help.
我们发现我们自己凭着自己的力量做不到这一点，我们需要帮助。Therefore,
chanting with humility is a beginning step in chanting attentively.
所以带着谦卑的心态是我们专注念诵的第一步。And
chanting with humility means calling out to Krishna, please attract my mind to you. You're all attractive. And I'm so distracted. Even when calling in that way, we're still distracted. And therefore that call to Krishna for his help to attract us to him requires consistent effort on our part. Soon we'll be entering into the month of Damodar, the month of Kartik. And during the month of Kartik, we'll be hearing every day about the Damodar Leela. In the Damodar Leela, there's a very important lesson that also relates to our chanting. Mother Yashoda was unable to bind Krishna until Krishna recognized her sustained and sincere and motherly effort in love for Krishna, and then he submitted. He gave his kripa shakti, gave his mercy to reciprocate with her sustained effort.
So this
is the lesson in a nutshell. Effort plus mercy, both are required to be successful in devotional service. So now let's go back to the offense of inattentiveness and how to overcome inattentiveness. We need Krishna's mercy to overcome inattentiveness, and we need to make sustained effort to overcome inattentiveness. Instead, replace it with attentiveness. Both are required. Now I'm going to pause on that message, go to another message and connect the first one and the second one. We learned about the life of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he took a vow to chant 3 times 64 rounds every day, which he did for more than 9 years.
我们从 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的生平当中了解到，他发下了九年的誓言，在这九年当中，每天持续不断的去念诵192圈，也就是3个64圈。
It's not impossible, but it's superhuman.
就是不可能做到的，但是呢，他是一个超人。
He is a great authority to teach us about how to bring the distracted mind to a peaceful place through chanting.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 是一位伟大的权威，他通过他向我们展示了如何通过念诵去克服不专注，到达去如何将不专注的心意带到平和的境界当中。
He explains that it's not possible to control the mind permanently just by some mechanical means. One needs a devotional means.
他说到了，只是通过机械的方法是无法永久的控制好心意的，而唯一的方法就是通过奉爱。
The devotional means for the chanters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is hearing the holy name. I'll explain.
对于奉献者，对于唱诵者，对于这个奉爱，如何怀着奉爱唱诵，对于奉献者来说
，When we're chant，
就是在念诵的时候，我们专注的聆听。
When we're
现在来解释一下
，When we're chanting japa。There's two things going on at the same time, the tongue and the ear.
在我们持诵念诵 japa 的时候，有两件事情发生。这两件事情，一个是舌头，还一个是耳朵。
Rupa Goswami teaches us about the tongue, controlling the tongue as a means to realize the personality of Godhead as He really is.
虽然你教导我们说到控制舌头是我们觉悟至尊主的途径方法。
The verse is found in Nectar of Devotion, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhihi Jivadao Swayamevas Paratyada. The celebrated verse says that it's very difficultto understand the personality of Godhead by using our senses. In fact, it's not possible.
Rupa Goswami 在最后的甘露当中说到了，通过我们的物质的感官是不可能去觉悟到至尊能够守身的。
Then what to do?
那怎么办呢？
We engage the tongue.And the other senses, but starting with the tongue in service to the personality of Godhead, and then he can be understood as he really is. Krishna appeared in the previous yuga, Dwarapa Yuga, and displayed his transcendental pastimes for all to see. And in this yuga, he appears in Nama Rupa, the form of his name.
他以他的圣名的形式显现。
Bhaktisiddhanta explains, this mind is not capable, it's just not possible for the mind to understand that the name and the form of Krishna are the same.
心意是不可能去明白 Krishna 和以圣名的形式显现的 Krishna 和他的圣灵之间没有分别，心意是无法明白这一点的。
But that truth that Krishna's name and Krishna's form are the same can be realized.
但是呢，事实是 Krishna 的圣灵和 Krishna 的形象是能够被觉悟到的。
For that to happen, it requires that the mind submits fully to the name. And then one can realize the non-difference of the name of Krishna and the form of Krishna.
要想做到这一点，除非一个人的心意完全臣服归依 Krishna 的圣名，如此才能够觉悟到 Krishna 和 Krishna 的圣名以及他的形体是毫无分别的。
This is a very important lesson, you can say even a secret in chanting of the holy name.
这是非常重要的教导，你也可以把它说成是唱诵圣名的秘诀。
When we're chanting, that's a form of service with the tongue.
当我们念诵的时候，就是给舌头的服务的一种形式。
But our common experience is the tongue is chanting and the mind is distracted.
但是我们通常的体会是，虽然舌头在念诵，但是心意已经跑出去了。
And hopefully we're struggling with that problem, and rather than just letting it go on.
那我们希望呢？我们是挣扎的去解决，努力的挣扎的解决这个问题，而不是任由心意乱跑。
Bhaktisiddhanta reveals the following secret.
Bhaktisiddhanta 向我们揭示了下面的秘密。
The secret is to hear the sound vibration of the holy name.
秘密就是去聆听。
When the spiritual ear hears the holy name, the mind becomes conquered.
当我们灵性的耳朵去聆听圣名的时候，那么
When we hear the holy name with our spiritual ear, the mind becomes conquered.
当我们用灵性的耳朵去聆听圣名的时候，心意就得以征服了。
And when the mind becomes conquered, we can then understand who Krishna really is.
当心意被得以征服，就能够去明白 Krishna 到底是谁。
We can understand Nama Rupa as well as the sound itself. The form of Krishna is within his name.
我们就能够去理解 Nama Rupa, Krishna 的形体就存在于他的圣名之中。
We know that from our spiritual teachings, the name of Krishna and the form of Krishna are the same.
我们从教导灵性的教导当中了解到 Krishna 的圣名 Krishna 的形体是一样的。
I'm sure you all know the verse.
我想你大家都知道这个诗节。
Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnashuddho Nityamukto Abhinatvam Nama Namino The name and theform of Krishna are the same, but we don't realize it.
这个诗节讲的是 Krishna 的圣名和 Krishna 的形体是一样的，但是我们并没有觉悟的。
If we can perform chanting of the holy name in such a way that maximum attention goes to hearing the sound and hearing the sound and repeatedly striving to hear the soundKrishna will show his mercy, just like Mother Jasoda was shown mercy.
如果我们带着这样的心态去念诵，并且 尽自己最大的努力去聆听 Krishna 的圣名的音证，做出卓绝的努力，做出真诚的努力，就像一个生的妈妈那样，那么 Krishna 肯定会向我们揭示他的仁慈。
So that's the connection between the first point that I wanted to express and now the second point.
这就是我讲刚才讲到的跟第一点有关的信息，现在我来讲述第二点。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a roadmap, the 8 Shikshastaka prayers, to help come to the stage of elevated Krishna Bhakti.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给了我们一张地图，这个八信规 Shikshastaka, 教授我们如何到达最高的境界，对 Krishna 的爱。
And there's a seminar being given by one of the devotees to the Chinese devotees in Shikshastaka once every other week.
那么在前一个礼拜的时候，有一位奉献者针对中国奉献者关于 Shikshastaka 这个八信规上了一个课程。
We will not get to the higher stages of chanting without Shikshastaka 3, it's a mountain to climb. Very important one.
如果不怀着 Shikshastaka 第三条当中所描述的心态去念诵 Krishna 的圣名，一个人就无法去到达念诵 Krishna 圣名的最高完美的境界当中，那就像是爬一座高山那么艰难。
Shikshastaka 3 teaches us how to go from distracted to absorbed chanting.
Shikshastaka 之山就告诉了我们如何从不专注的念诵到达这个专注的念诵。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches 4 qualities or characteristics of pure chanting.
尤其在马哈帕布教导了我们纯粹念诵的四项品质。
You all know what those 4 are.
你们大家都知道这四项是什么
？Humility, tolerance, offering respects to others, and no expectation in return.
这四项品质是谦卑、容忍。总是尊敬他人，第四个是从不祈求别人的尊敬。
Those 4 qualities need to be cultivated more deeply as we progress in Krishna consciousness.
随着我们在 Krishna 知觉当中不断的前行，我们需要深刻的去培养这些品质。
And how will we achieve?Cultivating those 4 qualities more deeply as we progress in Krishna consciousness.
那么当我们在 Krishna, 随着我们在 Krishna 知觉当中不断的前行，我们如何去深刻的、非常的深刻去培养这些美好的品质呢？
Bhakti needs to awaken.
Bhakti 是需要被唤醒的。
Bhakti means...To want to please Krishna.
Bhakti 的意思是想要渴望去取悦 Krishna.
The meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is an appeal to Krishna through Radharani to be engaged once again in his loving service.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 实际上是呼请恳求 Krishna 通过 Radharani 再一次把我们从事对 Krishna 的服务祈求发出这样的祈求
It's an appeal to restore our forgotten relationship with Krishna through loving service
我们祈求通过关爱服务爱心服务去恢复对 Krishna 的敬意恢复对 Krishna 的爱
Loving service starts with the tongue chanting the holy name And then qualitatively hearing with rapt attention the sound of the holy name. And then the mind will also go to Krishna. And when that is accomplished, your bhakti will grow and your realizations will also grow.
我们在去念诵的时候，我们从舌头开始去从事爱心服务。我们在念诵的时候，专注的去聆听圣灵的音证。如此，我们对 Krishna 的觉悟就会越来越增加，我们对Krishna的爱越来越被唤醒。Throughout
the world, the Holy Name Festival will be going on, creating auspiciousness within the lives of the devotees and within the whole atmosphere of the world will be increasingly made auspicious.
世界圣年节对奉献者的生命当中创造了，营造了吉祥，给全世界营造了吉祥。
Each of us has our part to play also. During this festival, strive to overcome the offenses against the chanting of the holy name.
对圣灵毫无冒犯的阶段。When
you go closer to offenseless chanting, the purity of your chanting and the impact on yourself and others will magnify.
当我们努力地去做到毫无冒犯的念诵的时候，那么对你这种念诵。
This is my main message. Strive through this festival of the Holy Name period to hear with your spiritual ear, with rapt attention, the sound of the Holy Name, and you will come closer to offenseless chanting.
所以这就是对圣灵节我所要给出的讯息。我们在这次圣灵节当中努力的去，我们努力的去聆听念诵的时候，努力的专注的聆听圣灵。You
will be benefited.
如此，我们就会逐渐逐渐的上升到毫无冒犯的念诵的境界当中。You
will be benefited. And others will be benefited. This is called para upakar, the best thing you can do to benefit others. Come to each stage of offenseless chanting and spread that sound vibration far and wide.
这是给自己还有其他人所做的最大的福利的活动，那就是我们努力的去传播 Krishna 的圣名。
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
谢谢大家, Hare Krishna.
That's it.